Welcome to episode 22 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
So last episode, we got category T. Let's say L or something for some reason. I don't know why I was about to say that.
Because you had to get that stupid category in there.
That's all I was focusing on.
That's all it was. Exactly why.
Well, we got the Galaxy Railways. It is a 26 anime television series about flying trains set in the far reaches of space.
Technically, we didn't get this first, but...
Well, yeah, you guys know the deal.
Yeah.
We saw the last episode.
This is the backup one that we got, so lucky us.
It was produced by Leiji Matsumoto. He also created the manga, and it aired in October of 2003.
Yeah. It's surprising. I was looking a little bit up about this stuff. This has actually surprisingly got, like, a second season and stuff, so...
I'm surprised 2003 because... It feels like an 80s because the art style is so archaic.
Yeah, a lot of it feels 80s.
Yeah, no. The music feels 80s. All of it feels really, really, really old.
I want to preface this whole review with, objectively, this is an average anime.
Objectively, this is a shit anime. No, there's nothing about this I like. It's got... Not a single thing that I like about this.
It's got a full story, and if it was...
Yeah, it sort of has a full story. So, like, throughout the 26 episodes... Most episodes, it's like a Law and Order episode where it's inside of itself. It's beginning, middle, and end, and it doesn't translate to the next episode. The only other time that doesn't happen is when it's a two-episode arc.
Right, but you know, it feels like a TV show.
And yeah, but that's shit.
I got you, but it's got a full arc, and it's better than some
what
of the stuff.
What full arc?
His whole family development, him from... From beginning to end, his character arc was one complete story.
So, in the first episode, his father dies because he's the SDF, Space Defense Force, or whatever. They take these trains and they patrol the galaxy and they keep people safe.
I wanted to finish my preface here because I'm going to rail on this too, but...
Railway.
Pun not intended. Whatever. I hope you like trains. Anyway... Right.
Steam engine trains in space.
Objectively, this is not the worst thing we've ever saw.
It's not the worst.
And it's got a full story arc. And
that's debatable.
It just feels like it should have been made in the 80s, as far as...
It would have been way more acceptable if it was from the 80s.
That's what I mean.
I'd be more forgiving.
As an 80s anime, this would have been way better than...
2003, Christ, man.
Alright, now we can go into complaining.
Alright, so anyway, first episode. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because I'm going to complain hard about the second episode. The second episode pissed me off so much. So the first episode, Manuba, whatever his name is.
Don't even bother.
The main character of the series is very young. He has an older brother, and his father is like a captain in the Space Defense Force. Yeah, he's a captain of a space train.
A space train. A steam train.
And he dies in the first episode.
Yeah.
At the end of the first episode.
Against aliens.
There's a small time skip, and his brother goes in the Space Defense Force and immediately dies.
Uh-huh.
In the second episode, there's a time skip, and the main character is now older, and he goes in the Space Defense Force.
Uh-huh.
And in the second episode, the entire second episode was his first sort of... I wouldn't even call it a mission. It just sort of happened.
No, they didn't even make it to the...
Yeah, he didn't even make it to the station.
He was on his way to the station.
They got, like, derailed, and they went into this time thing, and he found his brother on a planet. Uh-huh. He's alive. And then at the end of the episode, his brother dies. There was no reason for that episode. Not a single reason to have that episode there. They could have just kept his brother dead and made it 25 episodes and 26.
I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of people die in this show.
Quite a few.
And I think that's the point.
To make one character die twice? They didn't further the story in any way.
Well, he didn't experience it firsthand, and it's more traumaful if he experienced it firsthand.
No, it's bullshit. Anyway.
It's more of the time travel thing, because he went back in time.
Yeah. He could have saved his brother.
By the way, any sci-fi trope that you can think of is in this show.
Here.
Yeah. So you got time travel, you got aliens, you got other dimensions. It's ridiculous.
Atomic boilers. The fuck?
You think of the trope, it's here.
And he has this moral in the first few episodes, I'd say the first 12 or so, something like that. He has this issue with killing people.
Oh yeah,
and he carries his sidearm is his father's broken gun.
Right.
You at least carry a working gun, you goddamn pansy.
Here's the thing about the main character. He is infuriating. As his character develops, you start to, like,
Towards the end, he's not so bad.
You get used to him, and he's not so bad because he starts to grow.
He does change a bit. He does kill. He does start wearing actual sidearms.
He's a cop. He's supposed to kill.
Well, you're not supposed to kill, but yeah.
You know what I mean. As far as...
Ideally.
As far as, you know, when you're getting shot at...
Yes, yes.
Because in the beginning...
He eventually gets to that point. I really liked his blonde superior, the male. I forget his name.
Oh, Bart?
Bart. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, he hates him at first. And
mainly because he's a pansy, and he won't stand up for himself and do what's needed.
It's funny, he is essentially the reason the whole story goes, if you think about it.
Yes.
Because he hates him in the beginning, he grows up, and grows to like his partner, because he was labeled the angel of death or something.
Yeah, any partner that partners up with him dies.
Dies, and he thought he hated him because he didn't want to be his partner because he didn't want him to die. They grow, they like each other, and in the end, he ends up dying.
Yes.
Randomly, too. And
there's no explanation for it.
Nope, I just...
Someone just shot him in the back.
Well, I think, remember in the beginning of that episode, they pulled over those guys trying to rape that girl?
Yeah.
I think it was those guys.
Probably.
Because it was that...
But still, they didn't actually... Well, yeah, but they didn't really show
it. Well, no, it was just... No, I know. It was like a random act of violence that took them out, which was actually a pretty strong moment in the show.
Refreshing, because that's something true that happens in real life.
Yeah, so... And he just dies out of nowhere. There's only three episodes left.
But that sort of lurches last three episodes forward.
The whole alien invasion thing at the end, so... But that was pretty much the strongest thing, the arc, because with him dying, it puts the main character in his role.
Yeah.
And it kind of
goes... He has to step up into
it. It's full circle and stuff like that. It was... That's what I mean. It had a full arc and story with...
But it was just so bad.
I'm not knocking it. You can't...
The love story didn't feel real between him and the brunette.
No.
It just, like, out of nowhere, she's like, I love you! And it's like, but when did this happen?
No, but it felt more real between him and the sex bot.
Yeah. The robot that's there to heal them that looks way more of a sex bot.
No, that's what they're called.
That's what she's... I thought I heard sex bot. I swear to God, I thought I heard sex bot. I'm like, nah, I gotta be hearing that wrong. She wants to be like an X-bot or something like that. Not a sex bot. All right.
I heard sex bot.
I heard sex bot too.
So, I assume all medical androids in this world are sex bots. And you don't even find out she's an android until...
Yeah, much later.
Much later. And know what's funny about her... They do a couple of fan service scenes with her.
Yeah,
when he walks in the room, she's pulling on her skirt.
Yeah, not just her, but all the girls in the the steam bath thing.
No, I got you. There's always a hot tub.
Hot tub.
There's always a hot tub thing in an anime.
Hot spring.
There's always hot springs in anime. There's always one episode like that for some reason. I don't get it.
It's like a cultural thing.
I got you. But if you notice that when she does that the first time, to put on the skirt. They do that scene again, the same exact scene, frame for frame. They just redid the whole scene.
They regurgitated the animation.
They regurgitated the fan service.
Yeah.
Because it was exactly him walking into the room, her pulling off the skirt. Him walking in the room, him pulling off the skirt. I was like, wow, they really cheaped out on the fan service with this one.
Yeah, they did. If you guys can hear that whining, I'm sorry, my puppy's whining a little bit. Yeah, they really did cheap out on the fan service. There wasn't that much of it.
Like, no.
There was a little bit, but it really wasn't the point of the show.
Not at all.
Besides Bart, the captain was okay. He wasn't too terrible. No. I didn't like the guy with the long hair and his redheaded mistress. No. I fucking hate it all.
You know what I did like about the show? The main character isn't, like, well, he is kind of the chosen one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, what's her name? Like, the Supreme Leader, whatever the fuck she's called, is, like, constantly trying to guide him. And the weird monologues of, like...
I was gonna... Alright, so... This show is the most pretentious.
Oh, Christ.
Melodramatic show I have ever seen. With the monologues in the beginning and the end of the show.
And it's all like spiritual, like, this is how life is, and we're going to explain it.
Here is your life lesson for
And
this
I
thing.
Had to watch like 12, more than 12. I had to watch like 15 episodes today, something like that. I don't know. I wanted to blow my fucking brains out. It's so bad. The last episode, I was so excited. I thought the main character was going to die because he got shot a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, it's happening.
you know what my favorite part about the show is, honestly? It allows me to catch up on my Pokemon games that I haven't played. I sit back and I grind.
I started playing No Man's Sky again while I was watching this, because I can just keep one eye on it with the volume on this up, but No Man's Sky down. It's a metal game. I don't have to pay too much attention to it.
No, I was grinding up my Pokemon.
Oh man!
So I was trying to get them stronger because I was getting killed by the trainers. So I figured, I'm not doing anything.
What version?
What version of Pokemon? I'm on Diamond right now.
Oh, okay, playing the old schools.
Well, I have never played past Silver.
Oh well.
So
you're doing the berries and all that right now.
I'm sorry.
The berries from the trees. You can give them to the Pokemon.
Oh, that's all. That's been in there since Gold and Silver.
Oh, yeah.
So I beat the previous one, which was the Alpha Sapphire, and now I'm on Diamond.
Fuck the Galaxy Railways. Let's review Pokemon.
So I've been going back I started back over with Silver, and I figured I'd catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And since, you know, some of these animes, I really, really have nothing better to do but grind on video games, so it's like...
It's true. Yeah, I mean, there's a few games I've played for the bad ones that are, you know, there's not much to miss.
Right.
And you just keep one eye on, keep the volume up.
Well, and it's not like, and it's like, I'm playing on a DS, so it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it's not that bad. You can still face the screen.
I'm like, handheld, I don't know, that's since something's happening, okay, let's see.
But we're still paying attention.
Well, I watched all 26 episodes.
Unfortunately.
I got really sidetracked on this one.
That's terrible. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I mean, anything else?
That's not really it. I mean...
What else? I mean...
We only just complained about it. We didn't even say...
There's nothing good about it.
But we didn't even tell them what it was.
It's the Space Defense Force.
It's the Space Defense Force. You know, they're cops. And there's... There's some weird...
Steam engine trains in space.
There's magic and shit in this show.
Yeah, and ghosts.
And ghosts, then.
And the pretentiousness, like, the monologues. Constantly. Constantly. It doesn't stop.
Every episode is filled with melodrama. And not the good kind of melodrama. The worst kind of... what's the word that makes... That's you're talking down to someone...
Condescending. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
very condescending yeah. sometimes, like
to the viewer.
This is your life lessons for today.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
But yeah, there was one with a magic castle and knights.
Yeah, with the blue thing,
with the blue jewel that turned.
I don't like any of that. No, that was all bad.
It was very very weird and strange. I don't know. I got
nothing else to say for it.
I'm stretching for stuff here because I will.
Yeah, it's a short podcast, I guess. Unfortunately, even though it had a lot of episodes, it's not enough to super hate on it a whole lot.
No.
And it's mediocre enough to where, you know, I complained enough.
Right, because it's you know what it's worst crime is that it's boring.
Yeah.
It's boring as infuriating as it got at times.
They could have made it a better romance. They could have made it a better action. They could have made it a better sci-fi. If they had picked one thing, they could have made it better.
The romance was him and her, pretty much.
Just being next to each other.
Him being oblivious to her advances, and her getting super frustrated and pretending like she doesn't like him forever and ever.
For no reason.
I think it took someone... Didn't it take Bart dying yes. for them to finally get together?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's funny, we remember one person's name.
Bart's the only one.
Oh, no, and I remember the captain's name. Captain Bulge, remember?
Bulge. God, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah. The names are pretty bad in this, but at least some of them are memorable.
Bart and Bulge.
I wanted to get into the Overseer. What the hell was the point of her?
I don't know. Maybe that's more of a thing in the second season that you were saying.
Oh.
That there is one. I don't know. Whatever. Apparently, yeah. Crossroads to Eternity.
Yeah. I mean, literally, she just stood there and pretensioned you to death, explaining, fate, I am fate, I can't see fate.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I did not...
Like, she's the commander of the Space Defense Force.
But she doesn't command anything.
That, and she's not even in a military uniform. She's in this weird blue dress that shows a lot of cleavage, but doesn't show any cleavage at the same time.
But
it's really weird.
Cleavage.
But it's there, and then there's the outlines on the sides of breasts, but with the cleavage part, there's nothing.
What I don't understand is she seems to know everything about these characters.
Yeah.
And then when, you know, like, the evil... General gets involved. She does nothing to get involved.
Yeah, she does dick.
She doesn't stop him. He almost destroys the entire universe by not wanting to be looked bad for not stopping the alien invasion.
And she's always like, Manuba, I guess that's his name, the main character. you must persevere. And she's, like, thinking it.
Yeah, she doesn't and that's not say, helping. She doesn't say anything to anybody. And she stays in her room over her little globe thing the whole time.
That's all she does.
And it's and I don't know what the point of her was.
Yeah, maybe in the second season that comes to fruition.
Hopefully there's 150 animes in T. We don't get that one, this one again.
I don't think there's a season 2 to it. There is obviously a season 2. I don't think it's dubbed, though.
Oh, well, that solves our problem.
Thank God.
Because, but, you know, yeah, because...
Never to be seen again.
Until they dub it. I mean, like, that one that we hated has...
Some billionaires can watch our or listen to our podcast and be like, you know what? I really want to torture them. I want to pay for it to be dubbed.
Well, I think there's enough torture, because I think Queen's Blade has, like, 5 seasons.
Yeah. At least there was fan service. I had something for me to, you know, eye candy.
Divergence Eve.
Yeah.
That has a second season.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to think of all the ones we had that, and it's true, we're just kind of spreading out the podcast.
Yeah, we're kind of done. So, he's looking something up, but so, category U, right, I don't know why I can't do my ABCs today.
Only has
a couple selections.
Before we do that.
So this is going to be an interesting one.
I just want to go through our sequels. 801 TTS Airbus thankfully doesn't have one. Blue Gender... Nope. Had a movie, didn't
have. Had a movie, but the movie was.
And we watched the movie. Excel World doesn't have one. Unfortunately, Eden of the East doesn't either, because that one was really
That was
good.
Decent. If the second season was good, I could watch that.
Alright. Divergence Eve, I said, had one. Chivalry of a Failed Knight did not have one.
But there's supposed to be one, which is the weird part.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, there's, that was the one where they're like. In competition in school, right?
Yeah, with manga.
Yeah, that was definitely supposed to have a second season. There's more in the manga.
Oh, well, maybe they didn't think it worked well enough for it. Whatever, it wasn't that great anyway.
No, it wasn't.
Fantastic Children hopefully does not have one. And,
Christ.
I can't pronounce this one. Hiro no Kaku? That is the samurai one that we watch?
Huh.
No, it wasn't. What is Hiro? The Tamari Princess. That was
Christ.
That was
Jinbei.
No, that was the
The dudes, the boy band.
Visual novel one, yeah. That one doesn't have one. Intrigue of the Bats Matsumu, that was the samurai one.
Yeah,
that one. Jubi-chan. That was the one you were talking about. That one doesn't have it. Thank God Koikaze doesn't have one.
Oh, Christ.
Little Busters, I dissected the hell out of that show, so I did all the sequels on that one, so that's not all there. Let's see here.
That was, One Piece.
No, Masamune.
Oh, MNO.
Masamune.
Masamune Kun's Revenge. Masamune Kun's Revenge.
Right. That's the one where we read the manga.
Yeah, to finish it because there's only a little bit left.
Yeah,
and I didn't quite finish. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, New Fist of the New Star. Which was the the remake movie that kind of has a whole series and stuff. I don't know why it's not subbed. I mean, dubbed it.
It definitely is dubbed. It's just for some reason on our list.
Yeah,
it's definitely dubbed.
I know it's because I know that one's really popular. I didn't really like it from what I recall.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good. It had some problems for sure.
Right, I'm just wondering if the series
main character was a god. No one could fight him.
And then obviously One Piece, which I'm still watching by the way.
One Piece.
I'm like 350 episodes in or something.
Where are you at right now?
Yeah.
What's the arc?
They just got Frankie.
Frankie! Yeah. They got the new ship?
They got the new ship.
Nice.
They got the new ship. And they just saved Robin.
Robin's okay. I don't really care for her, though.
I didn't really like her up until the point where they needed to save her, and then there was this whole big thing about it, and then watching her get the shit kicked out of her by that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously all that, but once she joins, she doesn't really do much for the crew. She just sort of, she's there for the phonoglyphs or whatever they're called.
Right.
In which they find, like, one every 200 episodes.
Right, obviously. Her story arc was done, essentially. So, after that, and then, oh god, Please Teach Her, which doesn't have a sequel.
They're not sequels, they're like... sister animes.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, sister animes.
And then Queen's Blade.
There's sequels to that.
Rurouni Kenshin is one season, but it's got 90 episodes.
So we can go back and watch the other parts that Netflix has.
So that one, that one would be interesting. And then Steins Gate has a season two.
Season two. By the time I come back to it, it'll all be dubbed.
Oh, well, that's good. And then obviously this one, which... So, yeah.
All right, let's spin for you.
Why are you spinning for me? Spin for you.
Oh, that's bullshit. No, doesn't count. We're doing that again.
That's different.
You've had way too many.
That's actually different.
All right, what is it?
I get to choose from within you.
Oh, okay, do that.
Yeah, so I get to choose between which one I want to do in between them. But the problem is, I have no idea what any of these things are, so...
Give it a quick look while we're in the podcast.
Yeah, let's look and see what we got here.
Clicking on it now. Now, not that one.
Not that one? You sure you don't want to do
it? You're picking it. I'm just... This is the one that I thought looked half decent.
Alright.
But yeah, go ahead and feel free to click on the other ones.
Which one do you want to do?
I said
Ultimate,
not that one.
Ultimate Otaku Teacher.
24 episodes of Ultimate Otaku Teacher.
Let's go through them and see how many episodes each one of these are.
Yeah, that's, I guess you can think right. UFO Ultra Maiden Valkyrie has 12 episodes for the first season. There's like 4 seasons to it. It looks pretty fucking bad. It's like a Valkyrie angel that falls to Earth and loses her powers because she gives half her soul to someone that works at a hot spring. And because she gave half her soul, she doesn't get her powers back. And that's it. That's what happens.
Why is that have 4 seasons?
I don't know. Ultimate Muscle. I really don't want you to pick this one. This is something a buddy of ours, Luke, would love to watch. It's about wrestling. And look how many fucking episodes there are.
76 episodes? No, thank you. My choice.
And it's terrible. I know for a fact.
The least amount of episodes you have, it's the better for me, to be honest with you.
24 for Ultimate Otaku Teacher.
That's my number one right now.
Ungo. Yeah, that's your number one. That's 11 and an OVA, which is a prequel movie. Apparently, that's what it says.
Oh, okay.
Unbreakable Machine Doll.
Oh, this is my new favorite.
Oh, yeah. The Lolly picture. There's one season, but then there's 6 special episodes.
How's that? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, neither do I.
Opate. That only has 10 episodes.
These are girls that, I read the description earlier, girls that go to a school that produces guns, and they're guns themselves, apparently.
Oh.
Or weapons, I should say, not guns. Oh. Urahara.
That's only 12 episodes.
Only 12. No idea what it's about, but it doesn't look interesting. Bushido and Toro.
This one looked... Like, it has a 1992 version, too, for some reason.
So. And it's got at least 2 seasons.
And so, I mean...
One is 26 episodes, season 2 is only 13.
So, apparently, it was good enough to be remade.
That's true. That is very true. There's some sort of warrant for it to be remade.
So, I mean...
26 episodes, so how do you pronounce this one? Utawararomona. Well, I don't even know how to pronounce that one.
It looks like another samurai. Well, no, it doesn't.
Plot injury. An injured man named Hakuro is found unconscious in the forest of Iruru, granddaughter of the local healer Tuskuru. He awakens to find a mask attached to his face that he lacks any memories of his past. He quickly rises in importance because, it doesn't matter. Stop caring. About in the Asia.
All right, so go back to the Toro one.
Which
Toro? Yeah, I'm just curious what it's about. Son of an eccentric temple priest goes out of life, regarding otherworldly monsters known as yokai. However, his
yokai. Oh, my son's been watching Yokai Watch.
That's on here under Y.
Yeah.
And I heard the game's apparently really popular in Japan. So
it's like a Pokemon thing.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why it's so popular.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing.
You pick.
Here's my thing. I'm leaning towards the one that looks good, like you are, truthfully. But I don't also want to be stuck with all bad things next time. You know what I'm saying? But frig it, we're going to do Ungo.
Ungo it is?
Yeah, we're going to do Ungo.
How many episodes does that have?
It only had 11. That's
11
why.
Plus the prequel.
Yeah, so it was like a regular 12 season. The gun one only had 10, so that got points for me. But
all right, guys, so next episode, Ungo.
Yep. So, what's next? That's you. V, W, X, Y, and Z all kind of have low ends animes from what I saw. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of them. So, we might be seeing a lot of choice things coming up.
Yeah, because there's a couple different choices that we put in there.
Yes, there's five different
falls on that.
So like, there's five different options that are in there, which for us, they like choose what we want to watch. So it doesn't really matter when you put it in T when there's 150 other animes.
Yeah, there's a lot in there. Probably not going to get it.
So that boy.
And if you do get it, there's so many to pick from.
Right. So like, so you might see a couple of choices here and there in the next one, which is
for the second round of the season when we go back for the next alphabet go. I'll probably look for other lists that have dubbed anime just to make that list bigger. But for this one, we'll just do purist right through the list.
All right. We'll see how that works out.
All right.
All right, guys.
Have a great one, guys.
See ya.